just for love, like the wing of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever heard. Situations that I can feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times, just trying to be. These things can only happen once in a life.
Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out that website, folks. Republicbroadcasting.org is well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you've tuned to 1140 on your AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne in north central Texas, and points beyond, we'd especially like to hear from you. Also, ladies and gentlemen, find us on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting and on Twitter styled as RBN Live. For detailed program notes of this broadcast or any of those previous, refer to the internet address barkintexas.blogspot.com and find the weblog for Just in America. Today's program notes are entitled Afterwards. And for the past three Saturdays, we spoke of transitions. To be released from controlled and guided thought is the pathway to independence of thought and indeed. But one must consider the technology, the utility, and one's facility with language before exploring the ways one may be freed. And we'll pick right up following the break with Afterwards.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
So, to be released from controlled and guided thought is the pathway to independence of thought, of deed. But one must consider the technology, the utility, the usefulness, and one's facility with language before exploring the ways one may be freed from authoritarian constructs, limiting Hegelian dialectical thought process, illogical fallacies rooted in misinterpretation, popular delusion, and nowadays, bad science. Such are the circumstances which nearly always lead one into error. If you are unable to listen in, you can always subscribe to the RBN archives for the paltry sum of $1.33 per month, and download those podcasts to your heart's desire. If you like what you hear on this network, why not lend us a hand and contribute in some more meaningful way to its support? Many thousands of devoted RBN listeners already attest to this network's relevance and staying power. In a marketplace of shop-worn ideas and deliberate obfuscation, not focused on the truth, here you will learn what it still means to speak truth to power. Thus, simply listening to RBN is a far more worthy pursuit than most others I can think of. So start by turning off that idiot box, your TV, and stop reading those glossy news magazines, those inky newspapers that you know are a waste of your time. With the television switched off, you can discontinue paying your oppressor to fill your head full of lies. Remember that your mind is a terrible thing to waste. And never think that I myself am knowledgeable or an expert about anything. I am not. The words you hear are just that, mere words. Even those composing these two questions. What originally guided your response to stimuli in this world before words? And perhaps more importantly, what will guide you and yours to take corrective and decisive actions in a world full of tumult afterwards? Now, a special shout out today to my new correspondent, Sharon, in New Jersey, who was kind enough to write to me with the Aramaic translation of the Lord's Prayer, which you may recall I referenced at the Nazarene Way.org website some weeks ago. The interpretation or the translation of the Lord's Prayer is supplied by Dr. Rocco Errico with this translation.
This is the Lord's Prayer, or we also call it the Our Father. This simple and direct prayer composed by Jesus contains the essence of his entire teaching. It is a capsule summary of the message he taught during his ministry, and it is the essential kernel of the Hebrew Bible. The word prayer in Aramaic is the word slotha, and it comes from the root word sla, and it means to set a trap or to lay a snare. This particular style of prayer belongs to a genre known in Hebrew as the short prayer. It doesn't belong to the liturgical form of praying. This short prayer is known for its own style, originality, and variety. When our Lord gave this prayer, it was meant to be a pattern for prayer, that is, suggestion, so that when one prays, it should be short and contain the same ideas that Jesus presented to his disciples in this marvelous prayer. At first, I will pray the Lord's Prayer in its entirety, so you can hear the rhythm and the sound. Avun vashmeya nitkadashma te'efe malakutah nechwe sewiyana etanat vashmeya abbarha haulan lahmas mkana nyaumana washwoklan haubain etanatavhanan shwakin lakaya wain la tahlanisyona Ella pasan minbisha, mato di lahi malkusa, hailat ispohta, la alam, alnin. Amen.
So, what you heard was the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic. The English translation can be determined in many different ways. You'll see today on today's program notes a link to the Wikipedia entry, as well as to the Nazarene Way, which describes the origins and the history of this prayer. In English, Our Father, who is everywhere, your name is sacred. Your kingdom is come. Your will is throughout the earth, even as it is throughout the universe. You give us our needful bread from day to day, and you forgive us our offenses, even as we forgive our offenders. And you let us not enter into materialism, but you separate us from error, because yours are the kingdom, the power, and the song, and the praise, from all ages, throughout all ages, sealed in faith, trust, and truth. Amen. Well, thank you, Sharon, in New Jersey. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to briefly touch upon some of the links at the Just an American website for our program notes, but all of them relate to language. In particular, I want to draw your attention to a short video entitled John Maynard Keynes and Economic Fascism. And bear in mind that most folks today equate Keynesian doctrine to progressivism, even to Marxism or socialism. But, of course, in our discussions regarding communitarianism in the past, I've noted that it is a combination of economic fascism and cultural, educational Marxism. All a certain flavor of socialism, a synthesis, if you will, of capitalism and communism. I also supplied a link to, I think, an important article entitled On Furthering the Capitalist versus Communist Conflict. Simply a means by which is illustrated how language in the Hegelian dialectic is employed to always work towards that communitarian solution of things, eventual totalitarian slavery, if you will. And most all of us today are caught up in this dialectical trap. Also links to Renaissance humanism, a history of humanism, of atheism, and free thought. A wonderful documentary film entitled Human Resources. An article entitled Deceived by the Dialectical Process. And especially I wanted to supply a few words relative to words like scientism and liberty, but also to some of the antecedents to capitalism and communism. And we'll pick up again after these brief messages.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Before the break, we were discussing certain aspects of language, and we talked about the synthesis of communism and capitalism. I wanted to bring to your attention a couple of words today that I think are useful to look into relative to philosophy. And by the end of the broadcast today, I want to suggest that we look inside ourselves and ask ourselves what comes after words. And I submit perhaps it is something that we can call spirit. And I think this definition has to be supplied by individuals, first and foremost, and always. The first word is monism, or monism, and the second is reductionism. Remember, these are merely schools of thought within philosophy. A monism is the view in metaphysics that reality is a unified whole, and that all existing things can be ascribed to or described by a single concept or system. It's the doctrine that mind and matter are formed from or reducible to the same ultimate substance or principle of being. Monism finds one where dualism finds two. Parmenides and Spinoza each believe that there were philosophical reasons for supporting or supposing that there could only be one kind of self-subsistent real thing. It's a word that was originally coined by Christian von Wolff for a theory that explained all phenomena by one unifying principle, or as manifestations of a single substance. The opposites of monism are dualism and pluralism. Which brings us to that word reductionism. Again, a mere school of thought, which is an attempt or tendency to explain a complex set of facts, entities, phenomena, or structures by another simpler set. John Holland described it thusly. For the last 400 years, science has advanced by reductionism. The idea is that you could understand the world, all of nature, by examining smaller and smaller pieces of it. When assembled, the small pieces would explain the whole. Also today, take note, ladies and gentlemen, capsule summaries of keywords like dialectic, materialism, dialectical materialism, Hegelianism, as well as words such as mercantilism, capitalism, communism, socialism, and communitarianism. But I want to share some words from Robert Bodine's article entitled Cultural Marxism, The Doom of Language. And I want you to compare these words that I'll share with you today with the words from the short video regarding John Maynard Keynes and economic fascism. Economic fascism plus cultural Marxism equals today's communitarianism. Pure socialism, ladies and gentlemen. To begin, throughout history, ideas have been used for good or for evil. They have also led to the greatest evil, war. This is reflective in a nation's language. By the end of 1932, Germany was in upheaval. The unemployment rate soared to 43%. As the Nazis rose to power, new ideas were emerged. New words were introduced. Old words were discarded and others changed. Juden verboten became a popular phrase as the Juden, the Jews, were blamed for all their ills. They were denied basic rights as citizens, and most activities were verboten. In 1933, when Adolf Hitler consolidated power with the Enabling Act, modern art and architecture were condemned. And we'll pick up following these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
These things can only matter here if you have time. Someone will touch you softly, and it will be me. Someone will call your name, and then come to me.
Welcome back. I'm sharing with you some words from Cultural Marxism, The Doom of Language, by Robert F. Bodine, written in March of this year. In 1933, when Adolf Hitler consolidated power with the Enabling Act, modern art and architecture were condemned. Many artists fled their homeland as art became a tool of the regime. The Reichstag was privately mocked as the most expensive glee club, as their members sang Kianz to their Fuhrer. The Nazi minister of propaganda defined the new order and foretold the consequences. When I hear that word culture, I reach for my gun. The regime was fascist, a word coined in 1921. But this obscured their ideology of national socialism, a clever term somewhat palatable to their fellow nationalists in the military and industry. They telescope this into Nazi to further hide its origins from the world. When scholars claim this was a regime of the far right, they are either duped or dishonest. Under the Nazis, their prominent leaders will wear red. Goebbels boasted of his library, complete with all the works of Edward Bernays, most notably his propaganda. He implemented Bernays' program with great success. When this was discovered after the war, propaganda was redefined as PR, or public relations. The universities became centers to regimented thought. In a nation acclaimed for its scholarship, this betrayed either their madness or a diabolical agenda, the blueprint used by all totalitarian dictators. In 1949, George Orwell unfurled his vision of a nightmarish future in 1984. Don't you see that the whole aim of Newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? In the end, we shall make thought crime literally impossible, because there will be no words in which to express it. Orwell's protagonist, Winston Smith, learned something about his world. When words are eliminated from the common vocabulary, the thinking of the common people becomes limited. Later, his novel showed how perceptions are manipulated when the definitions of fundamental words are changed. In other words, peace becomes defense, which then becomes war. Classic illustration of Hegel's dialectic. Here, the thesis or status quo refers to the current usage of the word. When it undergoes slight change in meaning towards its antithesis, a new synthesis is born. If enough incremental changes occur, eventually a new antithesis is established. Because the term Hegel's dialectic is missing from our common vocabulary, many of us have no awareness of this process in continual motion. Instead, we think every change occurs naturally. Always remember, action springs from thought. Right thought produces right action. He speaks of various categories, including the philosophical roots of the social sciences. One of them is sociology, created by 19th century French philosopher Auguste Comte, which embraced Enlightenment thinking of the type that rejected religion. His philosophy, logical positivism, claimed science is the only reliable approach to truth. Empirical observation leads to verification, which leads to truth. Thus, religion had to be abandoned. American philosopher Thomas Ellis Caton explained, "Thus the positivist realm becomes a kingdom of thingdom, and an off-limits sign is put on areas of life most meaningful to men. When men's souls cry out for an image of unity, the logical positivist philosophy offers only further fragmentation." The German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche offered no help. He appended metaphysics in the late 19th century and ended Germany's Western tradition in philosophy. Nietzsche announced to the world that God is dead, which gave humanity the freedom to create their own values. He said philosophers had a moral duty to create the new myths for society. He also declared all scientific achievement was the result of a, quote, will to power, unquote. Alan Bloom wrote, "The history of liberal thought since Locke and Smith has been one of almost unbroken decline in philosophic substance." John, are you on the line there? Would you like to weigh in today?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, welcome. Welcome, John, in Tennessee. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm sitting here. I had my eyes closed, and I was listening to you. And how many, you know, I lost the words, Mark. Basically,
that's easy for all of us, John, by the way.
Well, when you brought this topic up, I thought, more confirmation, because you're doing today what my study and my research has taken me to for the last week. Even to the point of looking into Keynesian economics on YouTube and hearing what these people had to say. You know, one of my favorite sayings or ideas that I dwell on a lot is that words do mean things. And we have definitions changed before our ears, and we have no idea. You know, it's literally our world is being turned upside down because the process of de-education has been so successful. And I'm listening to what you're saying about Kant and the others. Lark, we're reaping it. We're getting the benefit, call it that. We're getting their desired crop, their harvest, because we've neglected truth. And it's so easy for people, Lark, to be concerned with what people think. And I'm telling you personally, when people talk bad about you or me or RBN, you got to be doing something right. It's like our fathers told us when we were little. If everyone's jumping off the bridge, you want to go jump off the bridge. And you know, Thoreau said to be a man was to be a nonconformist. And we've been taught that Thoreau was, you know, he's this evil guy. I don't agree with everything that he said, but he said some things that held so much truth. That when you see you've been lied to, when you see that the education system is actually neutered men and sterilized women with their ability to think, teaching them what to think rather than how to think, what conclusions, you know, using the method, whether it's the Delphi or the Hegelian dialectic, to take them to the place that they want them to be in, they're going along ignorantly, they're going along happily. It's almost intolerable. I can't sit back and keep my mouth shut.
Well, I share your sentiments, John. I know that when I was a kid, even as a young man, I always had a lot of questions. And I sought to answer those questions privately. I was always astounded, though, that most of the common people, which I enjoyed being around, I'm a common person myself, had no use for language. And they were not interested in words, at least to the extent that I fancied myself being. And then I look at the language today. You know yourself that when we hear that word Keynesian economics, we somehow equate that with the left or with liberalism. And we hear the words of the author of the piece I'm reading from, that economic fascism is described as being from the right. And none of this makes sense. It's topsy-turvy. But, for instance, just refocusing on just what I just said, how many people today think of Keynesian economics as pure fascism? Probably the population is divided. And so I'm constantly searching for words that we can place in the heart. We can somehow ingest and digest these words, and they become rules to live by because they provide us solace and or peace, or they help us to make sense of the world of words, I should say. Your thoughts?
Well, when you're talking about, you know, words that we can use applied to our life, Mark, I always go back to that book, you know, that was written so long ago that they've tried to rewrite and they've tried to convolute, they've tried to destroy, and it's the best-selling book in the world, even today. It's always been in print, and it's never been changed, I believe, correctly. And I don't even know that the interpretation and translations that we have are entirely accurate. Now, that makes no sense, except I know that it's got words in it. If you will apply them to your life, set you free from so many things. And the book of Proverbs, for instance, Lord, says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, folks, it's 2011. Look out and see what this world's troubles are and go to the root of the problem. What is it? It's fiat currency around the world that these money magicians are given an implied value to, something that is absolutely worthless. They imply a value, and then through manipulation and inflation, they confiscate it and make it worth less than worthless. And the whole time, you're a happy slave that believes yourself to be free. You're in bondage, literally. The bills, these words coming out of my mouth to a lot of people in this country, I'm a raving lunatic. I'm a fool because it's there before our eyes, and we hear it in our ears, and it speaks to the spirit of man. Doesn't matter what color you are. Nobody wants to be serving. Try and quit work. Have your house paid for and try to live off your land or what you think to be your land. And you'll quickly see that they'll come and kick you off what you believe to be your land because you didn't pay your tax. And what amazes me, Lark, when you were reading the Lord's Prayer earlier, and I can't recall the language that you were reading it in.
Oh, that was in Aramaic. Translation.
In Aramaic. You know, I've got Cherokee Indian in me, and I've got Sioux Indian in me. I'm listening to that, and I'm saying that sounds an awful lot like language of Native Americans. And we see what these people, and it's strange coming out of my mouth, the atrocities that were committed to the Native American or the American Indian, all in the name of American exceptionalism, and the atrocities that we did when I'm an Indian. I'm wondering, and the funny thing is, Lark, you're exempt from taxes. I'm wondering if American Indian is not somehow related to the original 12 tribes, funny that we call Indian tribes. You know, the original.
Well, you know, they're under the protection of the Great White Father, John. And that's a,
I don't know. I mean,
that's a loaded thing as well. We're talking about, of course, the remnants of those indigenous populations today,
right,
living on reservations, et cetera.
And it's, well, I, you know, this is way off topic, so I apologize for that. But.
Well, no, don't, not to worry. Let's stay with us, John, and let's bring up Rodney in Illinois and see what he might have to say about today's topic. Rodney, are you there?
Hi, Laura. Hi, John.
Well, hey, Rodney. I hope everything's going well.
Welcome.
Well, I'm actually in Colorado at the moment. Doing what I can. Just to stay on point today, Mark, I was only able to tune in about 20 minutes ago, and looks like we're winding down close to a break here. But that I wanted to visit with you guys about language and words, and in the context of what's known as twin speak.
These things can
there it is.
Well, hang in there, gentlemen. We'll return to this discussion following these messages.
These things can only matter.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Songs have been sung. All the games have been played. This love has won over all masquerade.
Welcome back. Our program today is entitled Afterwords. And we're joined by John in Tennessee and by Rodney in Illinois. Time permits about 90 seconds apiece, gentlemen. Rodney?
Oh, Rodney can have it. I'll listen.
Go forward.
All right, well, let me get started. Just a different perspective on the importance of words. I found illustrated in the case study of a set of twins born in Columbus, Georgia. Otherwise normal birth, but with each suffering a mild seizure. The father was informed that retardation might be expected. The father interpreted that as diagnosis. And he and his wife treated them as such and withdrew any attention from the children other than that was necessary. Later things got worse when the twins were shipped off to Grandma's house, who continued in a very isolated setting, the same environment. These twins developed a language known only to themselves. And not having the access to the language that we take for granted, they had to survive. They had to find expression. And for myself, this gives me a clue as to the necessity for language, one, the great expansion of our intellect and our being that can be had through language and through the life experiences that language illustrates, and secondly, how debilitating it is when people are deprived or of language and exposure to that. And it reminds me, Lark, of what you've talked about recently about the purposeful limitation of a vocabulary to a mere 500 words cannot have but that same effect on an entire people. And for the sake of lack of time, that's about all I've got to say, Lark.
No, your words are much appreciated. I sense that we can improve upon what we term the technology, the utility of language, the tool that it actually is. I think the technology of language is certainly something which has caused us to be fragmented. And I think it's, I kind of imagine a future where men are tapping back into what it means to be clairvoyant, to tap into who we were and what we were before words, before language. And I think the real transcendence is when we look inside, we take certain words to heart, and language itself, in the form of words, is largely superfluous. In other words, this will define our future. Afterwards. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return once again next week